it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week, the topic of conversation is, are you ready for coaching? And some people are not ready for coaching. They're uncomfortable, but they're not at that point yet where they are decisive about wanting the coaching. They're actually coachable. You have to be open to be coachable. You also have to have some humility. And the pain, you know, that you're going to be touching as you coach, you have to be able to allow it to just be. And take a look at it, be curious around it, versus judging and your need to protect has to feel safe enough or trusting enough to open to new paradigms. So you have to be coachable. And then it takes a lot of courage and resourcefulness to shift internal mechanisms. And if you don't have those qualities, possess those qualities, you don't have sometimes the strength to muster the transformation. And so it shows up in different ways. And as a coach, I can deal with many of those and how they rear their ugly head and know that you're on a path and a trajectory of transformation. But in some cases, like the other day, I needed to let a client go. They just weren't ready. Their powerful story about not succeeding and about being a victim was more dominant than their openness to the strategies and their willingness to retool or see things anew. And it looked like this from my side. A lot of judging. A lot of derogatory, mean conversation. An initial strong yes to the coaching. And then a litany of emailing, things not being good enough, things not working, spelling not be right, critical focuses on the outward things, so the superficial things, not the inward things that would really shift. And there were many things within those sarcastic or biting dialogues that could have led the client to something new. But there was just never the trust in the process. And on the outside, it can look like criticism of the program or of the coaching. But on the inside, it's where else are you critical? Where else do you seek help? And then you sabotage the help that you seeked for yourself. So transformation is a complex and interesting process. It takes a lot. It can be easy, though, and it can be difficult. It just depends on where you are and how you deal with trust and how you trust yourself and your feelings about yourself. But part of transformation is this courageous openness to possibility. And once you're able to reframe embedded scenarios, you can really release quickly. Transformation can happen like that, as Tony Robbins says. How quickly can it happen? Can a change happen? Instantaneously, once you discover new information. So I welcome people into my program who are courageously open. They can trust the support that they're seeking out. And they're really looking for a shift. They're not superficially looking and then looking for a reason to stay where they were. They're courageously open to the possibilities. So not every client is a fit for Spirit River Coaching, for my coaching. I dig in with people. I look for my client being able to see powerful shifts, changes, joy coming into their lives, a pathway from where they are to where they want to go, in following that pathway and navigating wherever we need to navigate to take you from this point into your vision and lead you into the life, the compelling life that you came here for. Struggle can be part of an interesting revelation. It doesn't have to be your daily life. A lot of people are missing the joy. Think of when you were a child, how easy it was to muster up joy. So are you here for transformation? Or are you just here? Or are you partially here, not even fully here? This week I'm tasking you with, how serious are you about transformation? I'm on a consistent and constant transformational path. I'm living one of the most fascinating, engaging lives a person can live. I love this life. The difficult and the easy. The transformation I've been able to cause in myself through digging deep has been so rewarding, so fulfilling. And that's my goal for the clients who jump into my program. Whether you're jumping in fully to the daily content and you're jumping into the once a month mastermind, or you're courageously and curiously jumping into a call with me, or you're jumping into a pod coaching experience, or you're going into the one-on-one, or you're engaging in a VIP day exclusively with me to really do some digging, some deep, deep digging and have some fun, high-level fun. No matter how you're engaging with this community, if you're here, engage. Otherwise, I invite you to leave until you can come back with some purpose. Transformation is incredibly satisfying, and my community isn't designed to have people sitting on the wall. If you're on the wall right now and everybody else is in the kickball game, yeah, get into the game. And sending you big love this morning, this evening, this afternoon, whenever you're listening. Have a beautiful day.